When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3154, 5 Reasons Why You're Not Achieving Success and How to Overcome Them, by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. Without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 5 Reasons Why You're Not Achieving Success and How to Overcome Them, by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. We've all been there, feeling like you aren't achieving success. The most common reason many people do not achieve success is that we have not defined what success looks like to us. In order to get to where you want to be, you must determine your endpoint and work backward to outline the step from that point to where you are now. This is why goal setting is so important. Why goal setting is important. Setting goals gives you both long-term vision and short-term vision. Throughout my years, I've found a few common reasons why people do not achieve success. And almost all of these struggles occur because they are not seeing goal setting as a solution. Are you trying to reach something and not setting a goal? Keep listening for the reasons why you're likely not achieving success and how to overcome them. 5 reasons you're not achieving success. We've all been there, feeling fired up to work toward our goals, but then failing along the way. Not achieving a goal can be discouraging and might deter us from setting other meaningful goals. Instead of feeling discouraged when I don't immediately reach a goal, however, I take some time and reflect on why I didn't meet that goal so I can learn and grow from the overall experience. Smart goal setting is the best way to ensure we reach our goals, and there are a few easy steps we can take to set better goals and then meet them. Here are 5 reasons you might not be achieving your goals and the best ways to fix those problems. 1, your goals are too vague. Many times people set goals that are too vague. You might think, I'd like to get in shape, or it'd really be great to have more money in my savings account. And sure, it would be great, but unless you outline your goals more specifically, you're probably not going to reach them. Specific goals are helpful because when you spell out exactly what you want to do, it's easier to envision yourself doing it and then to actually go through the motions. Instead of saying, I want to get in shape, try saying, I'm going to work out 3 days a week and stop drinking soda. Just like that, your goal has transformed from something vague that you'd like to do into something concrete and specific that you're going to do. 2, you're not quantifying your goals. A common mistake when it comes to goal setting is that your goals aren't measurable. Can you evaluate your goal and measure your progress? If not, it's probably a good idea to revisit and tweak your original goal. For example, if you were to say, my goal is to save more money, that's difficult to measure. What does more mean? That goal could be interpreted in many different ways, and I might pat myself on the back for saving $10 when really, $10 can't buy very much at all. But if I were to say that my goal is to save $5,000 by this summer, it's easy to track that progress. I can regularly check my bank account to see how close I am to that $5,000 mark. And along the way, I stay motivated because I see how close I'm getting to that goal. I urge you to do the same. 3, you're setting unattainable goals. Setting goals is exciting. You might have grand plans, such as becoming a millionaire or building your dream house. But if you set the bar too high, you're not going to reach your goals and you'll feel disappointed in yourself and burned out. An easy way to combat this is by setting goals that are achievable. For instance, let's say I want to build that dream house. Saying, I want to build a new house for my family in the next 6 months is most likely not an achievable goal. Building a house takes time. So a more realistic goal might be, I'm going to find a contractor and make a budget. Once I've achieved that goal, I can think about the rest of the process and decide what the next realistic goal might be. Do you see the difference? Number four, you're setting goals that are irrelevant to your life. Sure, you might like the idea of moving to New York City or the Caribbean, but is that goal actually relevant to your life? Achieving that goal may be fun, but if it doesn't move you further down the road on your overall plan for your life, it wasn't really worth it. That's why I always make sure my goals aren't a waste of my time. Each goal should have a purpose behind it to help make it relevant. Instead of moving to the Caribbean just because the blue water looks pretty, a better goal might be, I want to move to city because there are so many opportunities there for jobs in my industry. When setting goals, I always ensure it is relevant to my life. And number five, you're not adding a time frame requirement. Adding a deadline to each goal you set is essential. When you add a deadline to your goals, you'll be much more motivated to work towards them and ensure you reach them before the time period is up. What does this look like? It's simple. Instead of saying, I want to hire 2 more employees for my company, say, I want to hire 2 more employees for my company within 3 months. Then you'll be more motivated to pursue and reach that goal. To ensure I reach the goals, I give myself realistic timeframes. These help me keep my goals aligned and within reach. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons Why You're Not Achieving Success and How to Overcome Them by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Brian. If you've been listening for a while or not new to personal development articles, SMART goals should sound familiar. SMART spells out S for specific, M measurable, A achievable, R relevant, and T time bound. It's a classic system for making sure you're setting the right goals. All of those are important, and that's why it comes up so frequently when we talk about goals here and on my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily. If there are any goals that you've set recently, definitely check them and see if you're missing one of those factors. You're much more likely to succeed if you pass your goals through that filter and then also write your goals down. So do check those goals today and this weekend. Thank you for being here and listening, even on the weekends. I really appreciate you being here every day and listening. I could not keep doing this podcast without you. And that goes for all the shows in the Optimal Living Daily podcast network. You're the reason we all have jobs. So thank you, and a special extra thank you if you've ever shared this show with someone. That also goes a long way to keep this going. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow for our usual Minimalist Monday. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.